local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Emily Valdez. We continue our in-depth team coverage of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight other people. Federal investigators obviously putting together teams to begin the investigation. A total of nine people were killed. Kobe, his 13-year-old daughter, two other of her teammates. They were headed to a basketball tournament. It was foggy when the chopper went down. Let's go live right now to KNX 1070's John Baird. He's live there at the scene in Calabasas. John?
Camera crews have been getting video this morning of recovery crews rolling gurneys along the hillside. That's up on the hill above us. After apparently recovering more of the victims' bodies, one photographer told me he had seen three or four gurneys so far this morning. We also know that some of the bodies were recovered last night, and we know they're just beginning the investigative process. A woman from Italy showed up here a few minutes ago to leave flowers and take pictures and pay respects to Kobe Bryant because she says he was huge in Italy. He spent his childhood there.
He was also a legend from every part of the world, but especially because in Italy, he was very famous and he speak Italian very well. So I want to communicate that feeling, only known from here but around the world, report that type of feeling that we have had for him.
Now, she couldn't drive here because the roads are now blocked off, but she walked a number of blocks to get here so she could leave flowers, and that memorial is getting bigger and bigger on the sidewalk next to a pole across the street from where the authorities are working. And again, the recovery process goes on and continues. The investigation, meantime, is just ramping up. And of course, as you mentioned about the fog, that will be a key part probably of this investigation, because at the time that the helicopter went down, it was very, very foggy in this area. Reporting live in Calabasas, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And of course, the fans, Kobe's fans, many of them absolutely devastated by this and heading out to the Staples Center, too, as a place of remembrance. More on that. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Craig Figner in downtown L.A.
Emily, there are at this point, I would say, you know, hundreds, maybe close to well over 1,000 people here. This crowd has been growing, and this is not a surprise because we saw it happen yesterday. But many people are here, and they're here in silence. They're here with a sense of great respect for Kobe Bryant, and as many of them have brought things or have left behind jerseys. They're lighting candles. All of them, though, here to remember the life of Kobe Bryant. I talked with one man who said that this is an athlete that, in his opinion, has forever left a mark on Los Angeles.
And I actually watched him make that last shot against the Jazz in his final game. You know, my family, my wife and I, we cried. Why? It's not because of his basketball standpoint, but it was more because family standpoint. Father provided for his family as I provide for my family. I got, like I said, two girls that play softball. I got a one-year-old son. And maybe one day I'm going to tell him about the great Kobe Bryant, what he did. And he provided for us here in L.A.
And right now, you know, the people who are gathering here in this courtyard that is LA Live, it's right in the shadow of Staples Center. And so this just, for many people, felt like the place to go, since Staples Center is the house that Kobe built. And it is the place where so many people have so many great memories of great games, where Kobe Bryant was such a star. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti tells KNX the City of Angels lost an angel in Kobe Bryant.
20 years was the embodiment of loyalty to this town, and he embodied that off the court, too. I was privileged enough to get to know him, to call him a friend, and to be able to work with him on issues to help young people who are in the foster care system, on homelessness before people were even talking about it, to see the way that he gave back to his family. He really embodied to me that greatness isn't just how you play on your court.
Garcetti has also ordered all city flags to fly at half-staff in honor of all nine victims of the helicopter crash. He says he will be talking with the Lakers and the Bryant family about a permanent memorial to mark his legacy. Lots of hugs being shared in Orange County at Orange Coast College. That's where the head baseball coach was among those who died in the helicopter crash along with Kobe Bryant. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero, who's there with this live report.
Orange Coast College and district staff gathered here a little while ago. They were here to pay their respects to the late John Altobelli. He was head baseball coach here at Orange Coast College for the past 27 seasons.
John was a passionate guy. He worked hard. He was a hard driver. He was always out of this field, you know, cleaning it and doing lots of after hours stuff. But he pushed his kids to be their best. You know, he's a perfectionist.
That's Doug Bennett. He's executive director of the Orange Coast College Foundation. He had known Altobelli for 28 years, and he says while he demanded a lot from his players, he also cared a lot for them.
When you saw him over time, you saw how much he loved his kids, and he wanted to help them, you know, get to the next level.
Altobelli, his wife, and their 13-year-old daughter, Alyssa, died in the crash. We have also learned this morning that they had two other children, older children, a daughter and a son. Reporting live at Orange Coast College, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
How his former teammates are remembering Kobe Bryant. Here's KNX 1070's Randy Cardoon.
Caron Butler played for both the Lakers and the Clippers in his NBA career, so he obviously played against him and played alongside him. Butler admits he hasn't kept in touch with many of his ex-teammates that he had in the NBA, but Bryant, he most definitely did. Telling CBS this morning,
he taught me a lot about this overcoming and not putting ceilings or anything or limitations on you, on what you can be capable of accomplishing in life. Some people run away from challenges in life. Kobe presented a challenge of greatness.
And of course, the reaction has been not only here in Los Angeles, where obviously it's been pretty great, but also around the country and around the world. Nick Kyrgios wore the Lakers number 8 jersey to honor Kobe. This ahead of his match at the Australian Open today. And even the head of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach in Switzerland, calling Bryant an outstanding and true Olympic champion. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And Bryant's legacy extends beyond the basketball court. He was able to leverage his sports stardom into growing global business ventures.
Well, I think his popularity worldwide rivals those of major international soccer stars, Ronaldo and Messi and others that have had just an incredible exposure on a global stage. And Kobe certainly had that. He had not just the exposure, but also led him to have great access for everything else that he wanted to accomplish in his career.
Sports business professor David Carter with USC tells KNX that Bryant's desire to learn about business and finance was key to building his global brand. He says current athletes can learn from that. Carter also says he expects Bryant memorabilia like jerseys and books to be hot items for a very long time. So we're learning fog may have been a major factor in the crash, but the pilot hadn't reported any major visibility problems from the time the flight started from Orange County's John Wayne Airport and told the control tower he was using some freeways below to help guide his path. Take a listen.
For your transition to Camarillo, did you just want to follow the 118?
118, and then we look around Van Nuys to catch the 101 2 Echo X-ray.
The 2 Echo X-ray, roger.
KNX in-depth co-host and aviation expert Charles Feldman says the tower recordings might be useful to investigators, but they don't seem to reveal any serious problems just ahead of the crash.
One of the things that you're not hearing, which is very important, is you're not hearing the pilot talking about any distress in terms of a mechanical issue. He's not talking about an engine problem. He's not talking about any reason that he needs to land in an emergency, and that would seem to rule out a mechanical malfunction of the helicopter.
The LAPD says its air division was actually concerned about foggy conditions in the area at the time and did not allow its own helicopters to fly there until the situation improved in the afternoon.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.